This is Max and Friends. I'm your host, Max Tucci. Welcome back to another Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, infinite time of Max and Friends. Whether you're listening here on LA Talk Radio or you're listening on all podcasting platforms, welcome to the show. If it's your first time here, where have you been? We've been here for 13 years and counting. So I'm proud to say 13 years because where I am right now is exactly where I'm supposed to be, and where you are right now is exactly where you're supposed to be, and that's tuned in to Max and Friends. We're continuing the conversation today. What is God? What is God? Did we ruffle your feathers last Sunday? I hope so, because that's God. Did we shake your mane? I hope so, because that's God. Did your flower bloom? If so, that's God. What is God? Well, you see Ash carrying on over there, laughing away, swinging a swing. That's God. And Robbie's going to join us in just a minute. And Ash and I are just going to open the show and give you our love. And we're going to take 1 minute to say thank you for being here on Max and Friends. We're going to pick up on what is God, happy soul, hungry mind. As I like to say, happy soul, hungry mind, happy soul. Wait, what is it? Happy soul. I don't remember. something. The book. Happy soul, hungry mind. Go get it, buy it, love it. Download Ash's music right now and just be part of the show. Tweet me at Max Tucci, Instagram me at Max Tucci. Continue the conversation. I'm doing well. I'm pre-recording in Florida. By the time this airs, I'll be in New York. And thank you all for just loving on me the way you love me, because it's been a wild couple of weeks, a wild week. I was here last week. Ash, bring it, you know, come on in here. Come on into
the
show.
Hello there, beloved Max and everybody listening. It's true, I am on a swing, and I'm so happy to be swinging my way over here.
Right, swinging your way onto Max and Friends. So, it's Ash, lovely. Since last Sunday to this Sunday, have you thought what is God?
No, not at all. I've learned not to think about God.
I love it. Of course. I always say what? Religion has made me an atheist, but spirituality has made me whole.
Okay. I love that one. The other one that I love is religions are but the footprints of where truth once walked.
Once walked. Once still walking, or only once walked. Ash, how are you? Okay. How are you, Ash? How are you?
I'm so good. I am really good. So happy to be here. So happy to explore and to share and to laugh and to love. So yeah, it's a really good moment.
It is a good moment. How so let's are bring you, in. I'm wonderful. You know, even I've learned, all even right. when I'm not Bobby. Wonderful, I'm still wonderful. You know, it's just part of the flow.
That's
of
the truth.
Of being Max, you know, there's a flow to Max, and I'm in it. So, yay. Ravi, welcome back to Max and Friends. Namaste.
Thank you, Max and Friends. Thank
Namaste,
you, Max.
Namaste, Ravi.
Thank you, Ash. Namaste, Ash. Namaste, Max. How wonderful it is. My hugs to both of you all. How wonderful. A group hug. How cool is that?
I love a group hug.
hug to all our listeners. Thank you so much.
And viewers. You know, this is a new thing. You know, I'm new to video on LA Talk Radio, not television or hosting, but to LA Talk Radio. It started when Travis was on the show. And speaking of Travis's show, go to latalkradio.com/max. There you can find 13 years of shows. But the video is new. And I feel with us together collectively here on video, we bring people deeper into the conversation of what is God. So last week we talked about what is God. Yeah. And we touched on it at the top of the show. But one thing I'm going to say when we say namaste, namaste right here and listen to the show. So I encourage you all to do the same. Ravi, pick up from last Sunday, my friend. What is God? First and foremost, how have you been?
I have been good. I am in the swing of things.
Like Ash.
Happening. I literally find the swing like Ash. I'm trying to swing on the inside, and how wonderful it is to be on Max and Friends and to talk about these powerful questions. These are questions that humanity has searched an answer for ages, right?
And why? Why, Ravi? Why?
Why have they been searching for this answer? Yes, yes. We should call up humanity and ask them.
Well, we just did.
We just did. Because this is a question that is deep. We all look for significance, and we are all looking for that greater power, that greater force, because life often is overwhelming. So every human being wants that greater support, that security, to know that someone else, much powerful, much greater, much kinder, is there looking after all of us, which is the need to have the desire to know God, to understand God, and to seek God, right?
Absolutely. It comes down to, for me, always the, do you hear me? Do you see me? Do I matter? The acknowledgement.
Yes.
Humans want acknowledgement.
Yes.
Right? Yes. Ash, how do you find acknowledgement?
Wow. I love this question. Acknowledgement. Oh my gosh, the energy of acknowledgement. Well, it's so fun because what takes acknowledgement is this awareness. You know, it's awareness recognizing itself, awareness seeing itself. And so it's kind of like in each moment. There was a book I read in high school in an art class called The Object Stares Back. And it doesn't matter. It's like this consciousness is woven through every fabric of existence. And so it's like just sitting by myself with no one around. Does the tree fall in the forest? Well, here I am.
Here you are. We're acknowledging you in this moment. We're acknowledging this moment. For you, Ravi, what does acknowledgement mean?
Yes. The question is very powerful. And my answer is probably simple. Acknowledgement is not from the outside. The acknowledgement is from the within. Because whenever I seek acknowledgement from the outside, over time, the sheen wears off. But the acknowledgement that comes from the within seems to only get stronger as I live my days and years, right? That acknowledgement is getting stronger and stronger.
Stronger and stronger. So you posed the question last week. We said, what is God?
Yes.
And again, the intentions of the show are to inspire and educate and motivate and make you see a kaleidoscope. Just turn the dial once little bit and see a different picture, perhaps, right? See a different picture. But in the end, it's all just the same picture. Yeah. So we said, what is God? And we talked about chapter 10 in your book. Tell us about it. We'll pick up from there and then we'll continue the what is God. Because we never got to the end of the book because we wanted our listeners to buy the book. So we hope you bought the book.
Yes. So there were two chapters. There are two chapters in the book. One is chapter 10, which is why can't we see God? And we answered that question. Mm-hmm. And then the second chapter is chapter 20, which is God, universe, and man. So today we are going to talk about chapter 20, and it answers the question, what is God? And once we hear this, it might even shock some of us because it goes against conventional thinking. But it is an answer that I hope can change the course of human history. Mm-hmm. That is the power in that answer. There is the power in that realization.
Mm. Before we answer it, Ash, I see you. I hear you. You matter. We spoke about it quickly last week because, you know, the illusion of time was before us. Let's take a breath. Let's get centered. For all of my listeners tuning in, this is the kind of show you're listening to right now. So if you feel you need that space to just be still and know, we welcome you to this divine moment of stillness. Take a breath with us. Exhale. And throw your kids out the room. Keep them in as long as they don't distract you. And if they do, you can always catch this show in its entire and all podcasting platforms. If you feel you missed something, we're with you. We got your back and we got this in an archive. So you could always go back and take your notes. Take your notes. Speaking of that, Ash, what is God to you?
what a divine permission slip. What a divine permission slip for us to consider to open to something greater for ourselves. And in that permission slip to relax, the possibility to catch a glimpse of our true nature. And in catching a glimpse of our true nature, maybe noticing that any thought about God, any description about God, any image pertaining to God is just that, a thought, an image. But all of it pointing to, all of it serving as pointers to this unmoving grace that is here, the isness. So it's like there's so many fun ways to answer that question. But right now, it's like such a beautiful permission slip for humanity to get to know who it is they truly are. Our devotion to God is training wheels for how we can learn to be devoted to one another. And that's such a powerful gift that the psyche has given itself.
What does the psyche mean to you, Ash?
This collective mind, this mind that we all share. We use the word collective, but it's not really a collective. There's just but one of us here. one mind, you know, looking for rest in all kinds of practices and all kinds of things. But in just a moment of stillness, that rest can be found. It's a rest that's already present. So that's you know, the psyche, this attempt, this hungry mind, as beloved Ravi calls it, you know, this mechanism to attempt to justify what is not, overlooking what is.
Yes, mm-hmm. Overlooking what is. Ravi, for you, what does the psyche mean?
I don't know, Max.
Good. You're not supposed to. It's a UFO.
Yay.
It's supposed to be unidentified.
the great Ash has given the answer.
Great Ash. Ashes to ashes.
And nobody to offer an answer. I think that was a beautiful answer. So, Max.
Beautiful. So we'll leave it with Ash's answer. Yeah. But then let's get to the answer that you have.
Resolution is passed. We adopt Ash's answer.
Honestly. And so it is. And so it is. So here's my question to you, Ravi.
Yes.
Why did you want to know what God is? Or what is God?
Yes. Yes.
For you, why did you want to know?
Actually, I don't know that I wanted to know what is God. I don't know that I ever asked, what is God? I think the answer just arrived. The answer presented itself.
Like you.
Like me.
You just arrived and presented yourself.
I just arrived and presented myself and the answer came. I don't know that I was hungry to find out who God was. I had a relationship with God. I mean, I am religious. I follow religion, even though I talk about the big difference between religion and spirituality. So I had my conversations with God as I saw him, right? But the answer, what is God? I don't think I ever sought that answer. I didn't ask that I have this question that needs to be answered. The answer has just shown up. I do not know why it has shown up, but it doesn't matter why it has shown up. The answer is here. Who am I to question? The answer has presented itself, and the answer beckons me, and it pushes me to say, spread the answer, share it. Because like I said, the hope is this answer can change the world.
Do you think hope is an open window?
Is hope an open window? Max, Ash, can you help me?
It's a hope in window.
Hope in window. And Lash.
Yeah, Ash, I'm not wearing lashes. Them today.
Is love an open door?
Ooh, Goodness gracious! It's the open door that doesn't even know what close is.
Yeah. So let's get into. I want to break down the title. We're gonna get into what is God. I promise you all. But you know, here's what I know for sure about doing this for 13 years. We got to get a build up going. We want you to be with us and focus. And if we just give you the answer on what is God, you'll take it and run and leave us. So stay with us a little bit. You know, it's like I got to be a little bit more American news than BBC news, where they just give you the facts and then they leave you. We want to be with you tease you and love you and hug you and ask you why.
Is the Hollywood script? Do you want to build the plot up? Yes.
Okay, we're going to get into that, Ravi. Before we're going to get into what is God. We're going to get into Hungry Mind. We're going to get into Happy Soul. We're going to get into it all. But Ash, before we did the show, Ravi and I had a quick conversation. And if I may share it, Ravi please, called and said, please, you need to be in Hollywood. You need to be an actor on screen.
Yay.
And I thought about it and I said, every day I'm an actor. Every day I'm on screen. I act happy. I act sad. I act good. I act bad. This is my screen.
Yes.
Oh, so, I love it.
Ravi, I thought about it. And you know what I thought about the script could be? You know, I have... You don't know this, but now you do. I have this great affection towards India.
Okay.
Ash knows this too. Yeah. Where I jokingly say, if I go, I won't come back. Not because I'm going to die from hunger, but because I'm never going to want to leave. Yes. And then I thought, now a great movie would be, here's this New Yorker.
Yes.
And I've been exposed to everything in life. Traveled all around the world, 13 years of Max and Friends. Yes. Ravi's my guest. Ash is my guest. But I want to be a Bollywood star.
Oh, my God. All right. Let me take the checkbook out. This is... This is finance. That's it.
Ravi, there's a great saying. We don't know how it's going to have to be done, but we know it will get done.
Oh my God, Max, you would be perfect. You would be perfect to storm Hollywood. How cool that! Oh my God.
And Ash will come with me. Ash, you want to be a Bollywood star?
Absolutely. Oh my goodness, absolutely.
Forget Menudo. Forget Puerto Rico. Forget all the. We're going to India.
Yes. Give me the saris.
We need to cast Max and Ash in this movie.
Max and Ash.
How cool would that be?
It would be cool. And you know, that goes back to hungry mind. The mind is hungry because there is abundance of food. And I'm not talking about digestibles.
A feast.
There's a feast of curiosity.
Yes.
And as long as the mind is hungry, the soul is happy.
Yes.
So how do people, Ravi, our listeners tonight, who are brave for staying with us and who are courageous in staying with us and who have not changed the dial because they want to know what God is?
Yes.
First, let's start with hungry mind. How do we feed the mind?
How do we feed the mind? The mind doesn't need to be fed. The mind feeds itself. It is constantly feeding itself. The mind doesn't need... That is its nature, right? It is
at a buffet.
It is. The mind is always running out. The mind is always has ideas. The mind has always has desires. Mind has fears. So the mind is always hungry. It is looking for safety. You ask the question, why people want to know what is God? And I answered it because they want safety in their lives. They want security in their lives. But who is it that wants that safety and security? Is their mind. Is this hungry mind that wants to feel secure. It wants to feel safe. It wants to preserve what it has. And then it wants to acquire more. This mind is always hungry. It wants more and more. More wealth, more possessions, more relationships, more love, more adulation. It wants more and more and more.
Ash, where do you find security?
In the swings. You know, it's so the illusion of security, the illusion of stability is a really wondrous thing to face, you know, especially on this tiny spinning rock soaring through an infinite ocean of stars. You know, it's quite laughable. So in recognizing and resting and getting familiar with our true nature that doesn't move, that has never been interrupted, truly imperturbable, pristine, spacious, aware intelligence, there isn't even a concept of security or stability because it's just itself.
Mm-hmm.
And this is something that we can live in our everyday lives. It's not just for those born under some auspicious star. Nowadays, here on Max and Friends, this invitation is for everybody.
Everybody.
Which is so sweet.
You know, what's fascinating about that swing, too, is that there's faith in that swing, that it's not going to fall from that pole. So you have faith that you'll sit on that swing and it will rock you like a lullaby. Right? So, Ravi, what is faith?
What is faith? Oh, wow. Wow. Faith is the mechanism we use to calm the mind. Mm. Faith is the mechanism that helps us deal with the challenges of life. Faith is the mechanism we use to restore confidence in life.
Mm.
Faith is the mechanism we use to live a good life. But faith, like any other mechanism, must be used right. Otherwise, in itself, it can become the trap.
Is that
yeah,
me still?
All these wondrous.
You know, the one thing in 13 years of being on air that I've learned is don't give them a quiet moment. Just keep going. Keep talking. And there's those moments where it's like, did my power just go out? No, we're just being still. We're just being knowing. So when you hear quiet on today's show, you're still with us. We didn't stop talking. We just fell into the moment of bliss, So before time becomes an illusion, well, time is an illusion for me, but God is an illusion too, I think.
Yes.
Right? Okay. So let's get to the question.
We'll have
a nice solid chunk of time to masticate it, to chew it, to digest it, to either throw it up or to love it and let it nurture us.
Yes.
So, Ravi, welcome to the invitation to finally answer the question, what is God?
What is God? What is God? Thank you, Max. Thank you. Let's answer what is God, because we have heard so many things about God. They told us God was in the skies, God was in a galaxy, some planet. Then they said God is everywhere, God is inside you, God is outside you, right?
God is nowhere.
And then God is nowhere. And then they also said you cannot see God until you have a pure heart. So that did it. That did it for 99.9% of the people. That's people said, never mind. I don't need to see him. It's okay. I didn't have that big a need. You know, it'd be nice, but really, me puring my heart. No, please excuse me. God can wait. Right? So they told us that, and they deprived us because the definition for God that I'm going to share with you, once we understand that, and it, like I said, it goes against conventional thinking, but if you open yourself a little bit and you think about it, I'm going to give you a logical, practical answer. I'm not going to share a mystical answer. This is very logical, but you have to allow yourself to think about it. And I will answer the objections that will come in your mind. I will answer them too. So let us answer. We have built this for 3 weeks. The time has come to answer what is God. God is the universe. The universe is God. Let me repeat that. God is the universe. The universe itself is God. Now let that digest. Let that sink into you. I know a lot of thoughts will come because we have heard God created the universe. There are physicists who say the universe was created with the Big Bang, and they say the universe will die as a black hole. You know, physicists also say the universe is expanding. So if God is the universe, then was God born and is God going to die? Is God expanding? No. Before we answer those objections and those questions, let's go back to the definition of God, and then we'll define. In the Bhagavad Gita, which in 10,000 years ago, Lord Krishna, when he describes himself, the ultimate God, he says, in the space dimension, he says, I don't have a beginning. I don't have a middle. I don't have an end. I am infinite. He's describing 10,000 years ago. He's describing infinity in space. And then he says, I was not born. I will not die. He's describing infinity in time. And so he described God as infinite. And then other religions have done the same thing. They have described God as omnipresent, omnipotent, omniscient, all powerful, all present, all knowing. Right? They have described God in infinite, as infinite. Then about 150 years ago or 200 years ago, whatever the time frame, science began to understand the universe. And until then, people had thought the universe was finite. Then science came and offered and said, the universe is infinite. There is no beginning and end to the universe. And T equals zero with Big Bang also doesn't exist because time is infinite. And I have thought about that. I read about God being infinite from religious scriptures. And then in school, I learned that the universe is infinite. And the more I thought about God's qualities and the universe's qualities, I found that they fit like a T. That they matched. When I placed both of them, I realized God is the universe. The universe itself is God. And the universe has so many dimensions. There are many dimensions that human beings have identified. There are many dimensions that the human beings will still identify. And there will be dimensions that human beings will never understand about the universe. But I describe the universe as capital U universe in the book. And all the, you know, the physicists talk about parallel universes. They talk about Big Bang. To me, Big Bang is just a matter event. There may have been a trillion Big Bangs. All of that combined, all the dimensions combined, the entire system is God. And when I think about that answer, when I think about that revelation, it shakes me up because it changes everything. Mm-hmm. It changes everything. And if we begin to understand the ramifications of God is the universe, oh my God, it is groundbreaking. It is mind-boggling. It will change our world forever. God is the universe. The universe is God, my friends. Please think about it seriously. And you will realize how powerful this truth is. Mm.
Bask in that, Ash. Bask in that. So, Ash, when you hear God is the universe and the universe is God, I know you're part of the show right now, but all of our listeners are part of the show. They're all the co-hosts, mm-hmm. as Wendy Williams would say.
Hey, beloved.
So for everyone who's listening right now they feel maybe challenged with that statement from Ravi, bring it home, Ash.
For beloveds who may be challenged with that statement? Mm-hmm. Well, for some beloveds, you know, hearing the word universe can feel like another abstract thing. And it's really sweet to bring universe and recognize that this moment is universe. So if God is the universe and universe is God, another way of saying it can be God is this moment
and this moment is God, that all is sacred, all that we experience. So in this moment, what are you experiencing? What are you aware of? What are you seeing, tasting, touching, smelling? From the floor to the knickknacks, to the beautiful views, to the sounds of the streets and the people. Everything about this moment is the universe. Everything about this moment is God. Everything about this moment is sacred, and everything about this moment is holy.
Ash, sing us holy.
So many souls have come to this planet and blessed by being themselves. Yet the masses await the Messiah, the prophet. Salvation's on somebody else. Hey, receive this gift by this song that came through. You are the one the world needs. You are the Gandhi, the Christ, the Lenin. You are the Martin Luther King. I have a dream. Oh, hi. Jesus, Buddha, Kali, Krishna, Isis, Mandela, Sophia, Mohammed, Yahweh, Sai Baba, Love It, Hang Maria, Wakantanka, Ramana, silence, freedom, detachment, devotion, wisdom, surrender, salvation, compassion, sacred oneness, abundance, the truth remains, all is love. I am holy. I am holy.
You're listening to Max and Friends. My guest is Ash Ruiz, and of course, Ravi Katuria is here. The book, Hungry, Hungry Mind, Happy Soul, Hungry Mind. However you need to find it, put it in Google and find it. It'll be there. The moment. God is the moment. This moment is God. God is the universe. The universe is God. God is me. I am God. God is you. You are God. God is we are God. God is they are God. God is it. It is God. And so it is. I have to read this because I have a text message from somebody who says, we're born alone, we live alone, we die alone. Only through our love and friendship can we create the illusion for the moment that we are not alone. But if God is the moment and this moment is God, and if God is the universe and the universe is God, we're never alone. Right, Ravi?
Absolutely. Absolutely, Max. What a beautiful point. Mm-hmm. Is that I have been born in the universe, of the universe, by the universe, and I am for the universe. I am, everything in me is the universe. I am in the womb of the universe. My sustainer, my mother is the universe. My sustainer is the universe. And I have always existed in the universe. Whether it is this matter or that energy, that divine energy that exists in me, that soul, it is part of the universe. Right? Mm-hmm. I am. It's like there were fishes in the ocean, and one fish went to his friends and said, I want to see where the ocean is. And so they said, okay, come with us, come with us. And they take the fish to the edge of an underwater valley or crevice and say, oh, you look deep down? That's where the ocean is, right? The fact is, the ocean is not just around the fish, the water, but the fish itself, created from the ocean, is the ocean. You, me, Ash, every one of us has been created out of this universe, in the universe. I cannot be alone. It is the most fundamental. Ash has talked about Advait in his satsangs. If you haven't been to Ash's satsang, please, please visit his satsang. And he talks about Advait, right? When you have the ultimate oneness, when you begin to come to understand the magnificence of the fact that God is the universe and I am part of the universe. But guess what? So is everybody else. So is everything else. Anything that I know is of this universe. There is nothing that I know that is outside the universe. Everything is part of this universe. And let me add this point. There are people all over the world, billions of people who pray and who ask for blessings and they ask for things, right? Do you know who the fulfiller is of all of their requests? Who fulfills, what fulfills their requests?
Themselves.
The universe.
Which is all of us.
Which is themselves and everything else. Every prayer that any human being has ever had in the history of mankind and can ever have, every prayer, every wish has been fulfilled through one source. That source is the universe.
Okay, so is prayer answered, Ash?
Yes.
Only Ravi, is prayer answered?
Absolutely, it is answered.
Ash, for those who have never understood what prayer means or what meditation means or what being still and knowing means, what do you offer to our listeners to strike up a prayer? How does one pray?
What I love about the word prayer is that to me, it's another way of saying being receptive and being open. Usually in our everyday lives, there's this search and this constant seeking and this constant reaching, either reaching for something or pushing something away. And to take a second out of our busy lives, out of our strategies of survival, to just be for a moment and allow ourselves to be receptive, to be open, instead of living like a fist, to just be an open palm for a moment and see what's here. It's not like God needs to come down from some ancient Mount Everest, another planet, you know, right where you are. And it's a sweet thing to explore, and you can experience that no matter where you are.
Mm-hmm. You know, I always say, to pick up off of that, is that where I am right now, the fullness of God is. The
Amen.
Fullness of God is. Ravi, Hallelujah. They say for the soul there is neither birth nor death, that is the eternal and everlasting.
Yes.
Therefore, the soul is.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. And it has been scientifically proven, right? Albert Einstein. The most brilliant. Oh,
look.
You're kidding him.
Oh, hey.
Oh, oh wow.
I'm not wearing my tie-dye hoodie top, everyone. I have other clothes.
Yes.
What did he prove? Tell them, Ravi.
Albert Einstein, the most brilliant physicist ever seen in the world's history. This is a scientific man, but I think he has made the most profound spiritual statement. He identified that matter and energy cannot be created nor destroyed. Matter and energy can only be transformed. The universe, which is matter and energy, the laws has always been here. It cannot be created and destroyed. It can only go through transformation and cycles of creation and destruction. It can go through that, but nobody can take this universe away or introduce it. It has always existed, will always exist. The soul is energy. Energy cannot be destroyed nor created. The soul is permanent. We are a combination right now. We are the soul in this material body, but our matter is permanent and our soul is also permanent. And Albert Einstein has helped us understand that.
You know, here's the beauty of what Albert Einstein's quote once said is, if you can't explain it simply, you don't understand it well enough. Therefore, what is God? God is the universe. The universe is God. God is the moment. The moment is God. God is me. I am God. God is you. You are God, and so on and so forth. Albert Einstein also said, imagination is more important than knowledge. Ravi, how do you imagine a world with happy souls?
Oh my God, Max, my friend. What a beautiful imagination. When all of us are no longer slaves of our hungry minds, when we are masters of the mind, and all of us learn and develop the ability that already exists in us to go beyond the mind and take dips in our happy soul, that world is the heaven that we all have been seeking. That is the world that lives in peace and prosperity, because we are all content in ourselves. That is the world that lives. That is the ultimate evolution of the human race, if it can understand that that is its ultimate purpose, as we discussed last time, to experience the soul that we are.
Ash, what's a song about a happy soul?
A happy, happy, happy soul. It's a soul recognizing that nobody's a victim here.
And that song is?
And that song says, your peace isn't depending on the rest of the world, yet the peace of the world is solely up to you. Your eyes have all the power to transform what they see. If they focus on the war, who is gonna see the peace? Oh, rise up, people, and see with the eyes of your soul. Let's rewrite history.
And so, Ravi, we'll pick up right there. Continue the song, Ravi. Ash, we lost your sound feed. Ash is going to just sing right now and mime it away.
We can hear Ash sing.
Ash, we lost your sound.
Happy soul. Happy soul.
Because what happened was he got a call. So we're here. We cannot hear you, Ash, but it's okay. If you need to go back and come back, Sam will make that happen. Yeah, so Sam, we can just acknowledge this moment. He'll be back. Are you here, Ash?
How about now?
You're on now.
Yeah. Yes.
Who called you, Ash? Wonderful. Ash, who called you in the middle of that
Somebody
song?
Somebody from Houston.
Hey, Houston.
Somebody who could not wait, Ash. They wanted to connect with you in multiple ways.
But here's
ways,
what I know.
Ash.
What you missed in the song is when Ash said, nobody, Ash, speak it, that nobody is a victim.
Nobody is a victim here, which is so sweet. We're not a victim to our minds. We're not a victim to our bodies. We're not a victim to our past. We're not a victim to our idea of the future. Yes. And in recognizing that, so much energy is available to live the happy, to be the happy, to speak the happy, to love the happy, to kiss the happy, to dance the happy. And
question
a sweet
the
option.
Happy.
And to a question the happy. Yes.
Ravi,
we cannot be held hostage by anything. We are free beings. There is nothing.
I love that you said that, Ravi, because listeners tonight, one thing know for sure, please don't hold people to their past. Do not hold people hostage to their past.
Yes.
Because we're in this now moment, and this moment is God, and God is this moment.
Yes.
Ravi.
And do not hold people hostage to your judgments of them.
Come on now. You know, I love questioning. And another Albert Einstein quote about questioning is, the important thing is to is not to stop questioning, because curiosity has its own reason for existing.
Yes, yes, yes. Max, I just remember I want to make one more point about the ramification of God is the universe.
Okay.
If God is the universe, then you may call God Jesus Christ, or you may call him Buddha, or you may call him Allah, or Krishna, or Guru Nanak, or whatever. But if God is the universe, your God and my God is the same God. All these wars and these debates that have gone in the history of mankind, they have been futile and waste of time, because your God and my God is the same. God is the universe. And even if I come across somebody who's an atheist who says, I don't believe in God, I said, that's not a problem. Because God is the universe. You have no choice but to believe in the universe, because you are in the universe. You are, yes, part of the universe. And even nothingness, you know, because when you get into higher philosophical discussions, right, there is manifestation, there is creation, and the absence of creation, which is nothingness. To me, nothingness itself is also part of this capital U universe. And that is the beauty. No matter what dimension you throw at me, I engulf it with open arms and I declare it part of the U universe. So I want to tell my friends who want to come argue with me, please. There is nothing, no dimension. There is no imagination. Max talked about imagination. I do not care how imaginative you are. No matter what you are going to throw at me, I already included in the capital U universe. Please. Don't spend time trying to convince me. Begin to understand about the beauty of the capital U universe, and God is the universe. Once we think about that, God cannot be created. God cannot die. Universe cannot be created. The universe cannot die. When you understand that these are the same concepts, then we arrive and we begin to think about changing the world. I will answer one more question. People have asked me, if God is the universe, can I have a personal relationship with God? Ravi, you are taking, I had a personal relationship with God. Now you're saying God is the universe. What happened to my personal relationship? And I say, my friend, wake up. Wake up and look around you. You talked about the person who sent you, I think what they send you the text, they say, I'm lonely. No, you are surrounded by the universe. Everywhere you look, you have a personal connection with the universe. The universe, every human being that you come across is the representation of the universe, is the representation of God. Every wish of yours is fulfilled by the universe. Every need of yours, your birth through your human mother is the universe. Your mother and father, your family, your friends who take care of you, right? The people that you love, the people that you think about, everything that you think about is the universe serving you. The universe is your mother. The universe is your sustainer. The universe is your nourisher. Respect the universe. Love the universe. Pray to the universe. And understand you are the universe.
You put the you in universe.
Oh my God, Max.
Yes, you can call me God. I'll accept that.
Oh, God, Max.
But, you know, Ravi, I just want to say one thing. You had said wars, which are a huge thing about religious wars. And the comfort that I know in life is that no experience is ever wasted, because those wars brought us to this moment to answer what is God. And so I thank you all for tuning in, for being a part of Max and Friends tonight's show. Maybe on another show, we'll have to entertain the question, where do we go when we die? We'll leave them with that. Before we go, we have just 1 minute left. Ash, what do you want people to take with them into this week?
Wow. You know, one thing that's really sweet, you know, we explore what is God. And one thing that I find really fascinating as human beings, we explore all these questions without ever taking a moment to know who it is we are. Who are you? It's like, oh yes, what is God? What is the universe? And who are you? So I invite everyone this week to take some time to really be in that space. Are you your thinking? Are you your descriptions? Are you what your mama says you are? What your daddy says you are? What this person, what that person, what this book, what that book? Who are you in this moment? Who are you truly? And I love you, Max, and I love you, Ravi. Such a joy to be here with both of you and to share so truly.
Thank you. And Ravi, 30 seconds. What do you want people to take with them into this week?
At your core, you are peace. Mm. At your core, you are peace. Be who you are. Be peace. Be peace.
Be peace. And this is what I want you to take within this week, my listeners, my friends, all that are loving and all that are hating. I love you. And take this into this week. Who are you not? Who are you not? Who are you not? Because to me, you are everything, and everything is you. Amen. And God is this universe. This universe is God. And if you don't like the word universe, this moment is God. God is this moment. God is God, and God is God. And I love you for tuning in to Max and Friends. Until next time, I have to say good night and good karma. But now that we're all over these different platforms, it's good night, good afternoon, good morning, good karma. Just good karma. Do things in love. Give peace. Be peace. Give kindness. Be kind. And remember, if no one says I love you, I do. I love you for tuning in. Until next time, I'm your host, Max Tucci, for Max and Friends. And remember to take life to the max.